This is Friday's Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest for Restaurants and Romance, presented through the generosity of Dr. Wendy Roberts, the rock star dermatologist. She's at 35280 Bob Hope Drive in Rancho Mirage. Joey Pals, she's beautifying the Coachella Valley. You can call for a free consultation, 346-4262. And her website is WendyRobertsMD.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Dr. Roberts. You know, healthy skin is beautiful skin. So let me take years off of your face and make you look as young as you feel.
Okay. You've got a gift certificate from 849 Restaurant and Lounge. They're at 849 North Palm Canyon Drive. I love this website. The word 8, the number 4, the word 9.com, 849.com. From Willie Rhine, great, fabulous food, indoors, outdoors. And the phone number is 325-8490. You've got a gift certificate from Lulu's California Bistro, 200 South Palm Canyon Drive. Oh, what great food. Lulu, palmsprings.com. Wonderful for your whole family, indoors and outdoors. Phone number is 327-LULU. And lastly, you've got a $50 gift certificate from Peaks Restaurant at the top of the tram. Right now, you need to call them before you go up there. 325-4537, because they're not open all day yet. I think they're just open for lunch, but call before you take your gift certificate up there, and the website is pstramway.com. Okay, Joey Pals, Dennis has 6 children. Nancy has 2. Do you have children, Dave?
I've got a cat.
Me too. Okay, so 6 and 2 is 8, and my 3 is 9, 10. We'll take the 11th caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 11, I'll mail everything out to you, and you'll be invited to the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition Wheel in April. And thank you. You've been with me 26 years, and I appreciate it. It wouldn't be a show without you there. Okay, look who's in the house. Let me see. From Brady Sandal Real Estate Group / Keller Williams Luxury Homes. Is that close?
Good girl. You nailed it.
Is it? And Dave, say your last name for
me.
Yeah,
Dave Meekum.
Meekum. I always want to say Meacham. Yeah. You always have to tell me. Meekum. How are you?
You know, happy to. What a gorgeous morning. I was up early. Yes. The drive was, I'll say killer.
Killer drive.
Just the view.
But the town's so full. Where do you live?
Rancho Mirage.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, beautiful. And our weather compared to what's going on in other places is wonderful.
I know. Paradise.
Yeah.
We're lucky.
Tell us what's going on in the market. Well, I have a friend. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I tell you something and then talk.
It's fine.
But it's my show, isn't it? I have a friend who's trying to buy a house here, and he's found 2 or 3. And every time he finds one, by the time he's got great financial people that I sent him, and he gets all his ducks in a row, and while he's working on doing this at breakneck speed, it sells. They've sold right out from under him.
Yeah, that's the common denominator for so many folks. I mean, the narrative around the housing market this year is extremely limited inventory, like we have not seen many, many moons.
Wow.
Yeah, then a lot of folks are just simply priced out.
What does that mean?
It's too much. You know, they can't compete. It'll be listing at one number and selling much, much higher.
And a bidding war, kind of.
Yeah, we're seeing it everywhere. I mean, you're hearing this, right?
Yes. Yeah. I just don't know all your terms.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is consumers are becoming savvier, and you can have these conversations.
Sure, they're home, and they're studying.
And it's fun subject matter, yes. and they're educating themselves. So, yeah, even though they don't have a realtor title or many years of experience behind them, like Brady, you know, our team leader. I'm just one little piece of his world, by the way.
Isn't that a wonderful world, though?
Yeah.
Brady's world. That's what we'll call it, Brady's world.
Oh, I think a lot of our listeners have known Brady through the years. Oh, he's a long-timer here. And
because they buy a house, then they trade it up or down with Brady, and now they have to work from home, and they need a different kind of house. And the children stayed home. They need a different kind of house. Mm-hmm. And they're part of his world for life.
Yeah, we're seeing that. And that's a testament to, you know, what he does every day. And we know the latest housing boom is largely driven by repeat buyers.
Okay.
So the first-time buyers, I mean, they're out there making modest gains, but these first-time buyers only make up about 34%. And
really?
I just pulled this today of home buyers over the past year. Worth noting. So, I mean, back to the multiple offer thing, though. And this is coming out of Oregon, and I'm curious if this is going to go wide. So, effective this month in Oregon, our neighbors to the north, a first-of-a-kind ban on those homebuyer love letters. This notion that you really want a property so bad you can't stand it, and you're going to write a letter, a love letter.
You want a property so badly, you write a letter to...
Well, Joey's got the place listed. Hey, Joey, my name's Dave. This is why I'm the best guy for
to
your
buy
house.
Your
I'm
going to
be the best steward possible for your property.
Unbelievable.
That's now illegal in the state of Oregon, and I'm curious to see where this is going to go in the coming years. So,
I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
So you write the letter to the real listing agent.
Yeah. And where this is coming from. Okay, so again, this is big picture. And
sure.
We don't have to
draw but it's
on it.
Fun.
Well, we're talking, this is just, at least according to the laws, this type of discrimination is already banned under the Federal Housing Act. The laws advocates, you know, that these love letters provide the seller with more than enough information to discriminate, either subconsciously or otherwise. So
that makes sense.
That's kind of news. That's kind of new stuff coming out. I thought I'd share it.
Oregon.
Go Oregon. Well, you know.
Yes.
or not.
My cousins live up there.
Yeah.
Wow. The things you learn in Brady's world.
Well, and one more thing that came out of Brady's world this week in a meeting just yesterday with the group. You know, we're a team.
Uh-huh.
And again, I'm just one little piece of that team. We learned this, and this is interesting. Would it surprise you to know that the average buyer out there right now is only putting down 7%? You know, we have that 20% built into our heads, right?
Yes.
Oh, you can't buy a house. You don't have 20%. Well, the average buyers out there these days are putting down 7%. So that's
Why
kind of encouragement because they can. And how exciting for folks that are maybe, you know, first-time buyers and listeners. That like
they don't need to put down 20.
They don't. No.
I don't have.
Now, we're in an ultra-competitive, if you're talking Palm Springs proper,
yes.
You know, maybe not. But don't rule it out. Investigate. Do your homework. Work with an agent.
Or work with Brady's team.
I think so. There you go.
What are mortgage rates at now, Dave?
What are we at? We are at 3.5% is the national. But it's rising. Fannie Mae is keeping an eye on it. And their economists say, you know, this is only going up. And so just they are beating that into people's heads.
Yes. So
if you're thinking
do it now,
or you're going to wait a while, or just get less of everything.
Gee whiz!
So that's going on.
Did you bring me a Joey English Mystery House?
Thank you for asking. All right,
you did.
Yeah. So it's in the Rancho Mirage 92270.
Okay. You got to play two, Nigel. You have to guess a number.
Okay.
And if you guess it right, you have to buy it. Oh, no. We made that up.
Rancho Mirage is pretty pricey, but just listen in on this.
We will.
Okay. 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths.
Oh, you can't look it up. Oh. 3 bedrooms. 2.5 baths.
Gated community.
Oh.
A little bit of a lap pool. Okay. A little bit of a view. Clean. Built in the last 20 years. Well maintained. Okay. And what's neat is got this courtyard. So you can enter this little courtyard from 4 different directions within this home. So that's kind of fun.
Courtyard.
You know, it's kind of Spanish.
Garage?
Yeah. 2-car garage.
Attached?
It is. And you get the membership comes with the HOA, which is very low for Mission Hills Country Club. So
they throw
that in. Some people probably already know where I'm talking.
Oh, we know where Mission Hills, but
Okay, you're off Duval. I'm giving you even more.
Sure.
And you're off of, I'm not going to give you the side street, cross street, because I'll give it away. Man. Anyway, so I have what it was listed for. So this
How
is a two-parter.
Square feet?
Do I have it? No.
Okay.
I don't. It's comfortable, but again, three bedrooms, 2.5 baths. So I have what it was listed for and what it's locked up in escrow right now at. And I think this is a fun, well, or a tragic story for some people to hear. Yes. But so give me, okay, what do you think?
$769,000. What do you think, Nigel?
$2 million.
Yeah, it might as well be, right? So no, $599,000 is what it listed at.
Wow.
And it went up to, boom, boom, boom. Everyone in town looked at it. It went up to $711,000. So it's locked up at this point.
Oh, my stars.
Let's hope it appraises.
Yes.
Yeah, so this
listed it at $599,000. And it went up to 7-Eleven.
So who knows Mission Shores? This is that community with the lake in the middle off of
beautiful
Duval. And then Dean Martin is its little cross street. So it's a solid neighborhood.
And it's in escrow.
Oh, yeah. But it just speaks to the demand out there.
Yes.
This was a fun one to share. So it's already.
It is.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. Okay, what do you see happening? Oh, where's your crystal ball, Dave?
That's for my boss, Brady Sandal. Yeah.
I sold my crystal ball on eBay. That wasn't working at all. What do you do? You, all of you folks on Brady's team.
Have a role.
You have.
In a lane.
Yes.
So I work with sellers. In the last year, I worked with 75 sellers. And we do what it takes to make it feel right, you know. Getting it to the day where we shoot photos.
So you have to be a little bit of a psychiatrist, a psychologist. I mean, do you go into homes and you want to stage it?
Yeah, so we have stagers we work with.
Uh-huh.
And then we do a bit of that ourselves. And
so do you ever get someone who disagrees?
And that's okay.
But what happens when they disagree? You win, I should think.
You can only take it so far. Yeah. You know, it's they're part of the, it's a team effort.
Is it better to show a place empty or staged?
You know, the one we just spoke about, the Mystery House, we debated that, and I wanted to show it naked. I wanted just to let it breathe.
Interesting.
And it's kind of a dark house, quite honestly.
I like dark.
You do?
Spanish dark.
Get out, get out.
Triple Scorpio.
There you go.
I like shadows.
Scorpio
I love
too.
The nighttime. Okay, so did you show it staged or naked?
Naked. We did a ton of work on the front end, just cleaning up finishes.
Uh-huh.
Longtime family.
If you get people who, I've sold homes of mine where people wanted to buy my furniture because I had a 6,000 square foot house in Deer Valley and they couldn't picture their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't sure they knew how to fill the space. But I didn't sell my stuff. Heck with you. Go figure it out yourself.
Well, our staging companies do well.
Oh, yes, of course,
With the big homes, people just want it and they're ready to go.
Right.
And they'll take it as is, yeah.
Can you sell it with the furniture?
It's always outside of escrow for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't get it. It gets a little messy. Buy the house. You want the furniture? Okay, we'll talk afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Afterwards.
How long is it taking to close escrow with all that's going on in the world?
That's a good question for Joanne on our team.
See?
Joanne Hayes.
Everybody specializes.
We all have a little lane. So, yeah, it's a unique kind of real estate where we have a concierge on the team. We have Joanne who works alongside Joey in their Simply transactions. I am listing coordinator just on the front side. I have a journalism background, so I'm writing a lot of copy.
Yes.
For Brady.
And you did a lot of radio.
Yeah, for Lisa Gibbons and Robin Leach. Good for you. Yeah, way back in the day.
So if I wanted to list my house, what would you come do first? Would you be first?
I'd be attached to Brady's hip.
Okay.
And we'd talk, you know, the vision.
Yes.
I'd take a lot of notes. Less is more.
Let the house
breathe, right?
Yes, right.
Just have fun and, you know, make it somewhere you'd want to call home. Pare it down.
And a lot of people don't know what they want to call home. That's why staging would help. When someone can't see the vision, then it's good that you stage.
Well, the goal, you know, if you're selling, obviously is the most people interested.
That's right.
That's
what do you find mostly? Staging or empty? I'm going to guess staging.
Staging does wonders.
Yes.
And there's a lot of stats. Go to the Google and Google it. But exactly. Time and time again, we're seeing there's, even if you have a friend that really knows what they're doing, work with that person. Maybe you don't have a big budget, but.
And many times, Dave, staging improves the house. It wasn't furnished properly. It wasn't furnished to its best advantage.
We're choosing things that are just too big for rooms.
Exactly.
That's a common denominator.
Okay. Oh, I love talking.
You know that.
I love my house. I just love my house.
It's a good feeling.
And everybody spent a lot of time in their homes in the last 2 years.
To love where you live.
Yes.
Yeah. We should all be so lucky.
Exactly.
You know?
I think you're wonderful with what you do. The website is Brady Sandahl. Tell me the website.
Yeah, it's just Brady Sandahl. And his name is Brady.
SANDAHL.com.
We're in Rancho Mirage and beautiful downtown Palm Springs.
And the phone number is?
We are 760-656-6052. If you're in Rancho Mirage behind Misty's Consignment.
Yes.
Or good old-fashioned downtown Palm Springs.
Thank you for coming by. Made me happy.
You make me happy.
Love to talk about our homes. Okay, Joey Pals, get your date book out. Here comes the Joey English Desert Date Book. Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Date Book is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Okay, the City of Palm Springs says, amid growing concerns about the spread of the Omicron variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings such as stores and restaurants, regardless of your vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours may be required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant, and businesses must implement these requirements. ACT Tours in Palm Springs says there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with adult customized tours. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. ACT-tours.com for a menu of both international and day excursions. 3221247. Our astrologer, Dana Haynes, her website is astrology with the word astrology with Dana, D-A-N-A, astrologywithdana.com. Any Capricorns in the room? Okay, Capricorns, weather and delays at work, but nothing stops Capricorns from completing every task they have to get done this month. Despite frustrations with someone's health concern, people you represent taking too long to respond to you, everything works out. Aquarius begins on January 21st. Happy birthday, Aquarians. You still have changes coming up this year that require intuitive awareness on your part. Desert Water Agency is at DWA.org. If you need help paying your water bill, go to DWA.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for help. Want to save water and money? Go to DWA.org/save. And learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinklers. Register for DWA's regular webinars. That's at dwa.org/60, the numbers. Just Fabulous. They have a wonderful website. It's called Be Just Fabulous, just the letter. The letter B, justfabulous.com. He's going to Las Vegas to the gift show. He says it's to shop for us, Stephen Munkarsh. Huge orders of books, gifts, candles and more wonderful things coming in. We have to start thinking Valentine's and Mother's Day and graduation and birthdays. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, that's the website. Lalo Visions, L-A-L-O, visions.com. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what every month holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810 or visit the website Lalo, L-A-L-O, lalovisions.com for more information. Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com. Remember to check out the Tram Cam for those beautiful valley views, weather, and so much more. Pines Cafe is now open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. And last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, psculturalcenter.org. They have jazz on the second floor. It's back, heating up the upstairs. It's an open-air patio on Tuesday evenings featuring Leanna and the Jazz Collective. Jazz on the second floor has their first special event. Join music legend, jazz guitarist Doug McDonald for an evening performance in January. Interested in performing live upstairs in the lounge? Reach out and contact, here's an email, Tim at psculturalcenter.org. Okay, that's the Joey English Desert Datebook. For more, stay tuned to us and keep your day timer handy. Okay, Joey pals, Nigel and I will be up early waiting for Dan McGrath. Join us Monday, January 31st. Until then, you be well and all the best.